the fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon to give him light, for he had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh. Well, he ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Town, oh, town, oh, said a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh.
He grabbed the gray goose by the neck, threw the ducks across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh. Quack, 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 quack.
Then old Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she popped her head, crying,
John, John, John the Green Goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh.
I said, town, oh,
I said, town, oh,
John, John the Green Goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh. Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, I better flee with my kill, or I'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. The fox, he said, I better flee with my kill, or I'll soon be on my trail. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a carving knife. They never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bone.